A wise lady once said, "Get in, loser. Let's go shopping." And shopping we shall go this weekend at the Makers and Shakers Market at the White Bay Cruise Terminal in Rozelle. An event with over 140 locally made top makers in homewares, ethical fashion, scrumptious food and drinks. You'll find one-of-a-kind handmade treasures for gifts this Christmas, or maybe something for yourself. It's on this weekend, 13th and 14th of December, just in time for Christmas. And joining me now is Makers and Shakers Market founder and director, the wonderful Emma Morris. Morning, Emma. How are you?
Good morning, Danny. Good morning, everyone. I'm good, thanks. And you?
Oh, very well, thank you. And great to see the Makers and Shakers Market back again, supporting local artists. What have you got in store this year?
Well, I always try and dream up what I would want a market to be. So we've got, firstly, an indoor venue that has aircon. So
tick. Oh, that's good.
Free parking. Free shuttle bus so that it can connect you to local public transport
wow.
as well. And then we've done some other nice things this time as well. So we've got gift wrap will be available, and that's free for people who purchase their gifts at the market. And we've also brought back, which we did a year ago, the awkward portraits, which they've come from Melbourne. So that's where you get to put on some daggy Christmas jumpers, glasses, wigs, whatever you fancy, and have family photo done.
So it's like the dress-ups that you'll sometimes get at weddings or events, but all of the things you can dress up with are Christmas-themed.
Exactly. But, they're particularly daggy, and they look great, though. They look great. So I've done this a couple of times, and then we end up using that picture on, like, a family Christmas card because it's just too funny not to. And it's genuinely one of the most, like, good old-fashioned having a laugh moments, having these photos done. It's so much fun.
Oh,
so that's just happening at the market. So even for that alone, it's worth it. But we've got workshops, we've got kids' craft, we've got really good food.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it. It's always really, really fun.
Have you got the shadow baking happening?
We have indeed. Yeah, they'll do some, they've got some very tasty-looking treat that's exclusively going to be at the market, and they're bringing Messina are going to come too and have an ice cream cart. So sweets will definitely be sorted this weekend.
Well, shadow baking for the uninitiated, how would you describe shadow baking?
They're like artisan baked goods, but they're incredible. The guys that do it are just completely obsessed with flavor. So they come up with these really intricate desserts, but
Their Christmas Yule log is fantastic. It looks almost too good to eat.
Too good to eat, but you definitely do eat it.
should be in a gallery.
So we're looking forward to that. People will enjoy that for sure.
And this is great. And Makers Shakers Market is just so important. It's there. It's a great opportunity for local artisans to showcase their wares. And they might not sort of have these opportunities outside of the market.
Yeah, that's true. I think that things have been quite tricky for small businesses for a while now with the economy. Mm. And trying to get the message to people that this is, these are makers. These are people who really, really passionately care about what they do, because interestingly this week we put a post up about how we're in this weird time where retailers, like the big retailers, are doing gifts or artisan type things that look like they've been handmade, but they're not.
Yeah.
They're cheap kind of knockoff. But you know when someone's given you something that is like, it's ultimately, it feels really disposable. It doesn't feel expensive. It doesn't feel quality. It doesn't feel good. And I'm not saying handmade is always expensive. It isn't necessarily. But you know when you have an interaction with the maker who's made it, and they've come up with this amazing creative idea and they've turned it into an item, and then you feel the enthusiasm. You feel the warmth and the care and the originality in what they've done.
Maybe even a little bit of Christmas magic in there. You can feel that as well.
Totally, yeah. And that's for illustrators and ceramics makers. Like, there's so many beautiful products that people do. But, if we all have to do our bit to keep their creativity going, because otherwise we're just going to be stuck with the big retailers who make the disposable stuff if we don't keep supporting people who make And it, you know, it's important. If you can do it, then it is really important to make that extra effort for these people, I think.
Yes, so it's gifts for that not only just last a lifetime because they're of high quality, but last a lifetime because they're sort of the memories and the spirit that they evoke is something that just will never diminish.
I totally agree.
And applications for local businesses have closed because it's obviously very busy, but there's a waiting list?
There's always a waiting list. Yeah, if people are interested, and that's a good way to be on our list as well for future markets that we might do. It's been the demand to sell this time has been huge, and I think because it shows that makers are looking for a quality opportunity in December to sell, like there's no reselling going on. There's no like kind of, is that really made here or did you get that from Temu? There's none of that at our market. So makers appreciate being amongst other makers. The quality is high and it'll be good. It'll be good to do a Christmas market. I enjoy Christmas markets.
So, I think it's a real...
It's good to get the decorations out.
Yeah, I think it's a really, really important thing you're doing, and you raise an interesting point there because sort of the cheaply made stuff that is easily available and will inevitably end up in landfill is all there. It doesn't have the Christmas magic, but what you can get at the Makers and Shakers and Market does.
It does. Yeah.
It's on at the White Bay Cruise Terminal in Rozelle this weekend, Saturday 13th and Sunday 14th of December. You'll be supporting local artisans. Go to makersandshakers.com.au. Emma, before I let you go, have you started your Christmas shopping?
No, but I do have a market, so I'll try and sort it out.
if you've got somewhere to go to this weekend. What would be your go-to gift of presents this Christmas?
It's so hard, but there's a couple of really interesting people who come actually who are woodwork makers, and they make these really, really beautiful little vases, like hand carved, like really, really beautiful. Like things like that are always a nice go-to, or people who make, I think I'm drawn to the beautiful wood stuff because they always use like nice Australian timber. You know, it's nice. That's really nice stuff. But yeah.
Emma's family and friends, hope you heard that.
It's true. We'll see. I've just spoilt it, haven't I? Never mind.
Not at all. I'm sure, have you been a good girl this year, Emma?
I've tried. I mean, the other good thing.
You're a bit iffy about that answer there. You're like, oh, yeah, I suppose.
I know. Well, it's been a big year.
Define good.
But I was just going to mention too, the other good thing about coming this weekend is you don't have to worry about like postage cutoffs. That's also a big draw for me is... You know, usually around this time, you're like, I don't know if I'm going to get it in time. Being able to grab stuff, we're going, I don't have to. And also not having to face shopping centres.
Yeah, well,
for me is a big...
Who doesn't enjoy that unparalleled Christmas stress of trying to track your parcels?
Oh, you have to leave like now to get a park for Saturday if you go to a shopping centre. So, yeah, I'm going to skip that as well.
Makersandshakers.com.au for more. I'll put links to it on the website. Emma Morris, Director and Founder of the Makers and Shakers Market, happening at the White Bay Cruise Terminal this weekend. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Danny.